This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
And a good morning to everybody out there. It's a beautiful morning. Going to be a beautiful day and weekend as well.
That's right. Yes. Right. We've got sunshine this morning, clear skies, expecting a high close to 70 this afternoon, 6 minutes past the hour. And it's the John and Gordy Show with Terry Bell joining us this morning for the top story, the big story of the day. Good morning, Terry.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Doing well. Looking forward to the weekend. What's happening in your world?
Well, in terms of the big story of the day, that would have to be the leader of Hamas being killed and what that may or may not mean for an end to the war in Gaza. Right. So, yeah, that's the big story of the day.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Worldwide, yes. Mm-hmm. And what are the ramifications of this early on here?
Well, President Biden has expressed a hope that maybe this could lead to a permanent ceasefire. You know, this war has been going on for a year now, and people on all sides are anxious to, you know, put an end to it. Sinwar was not open to that, did not seem interested in any kind of, you know, working out anything out. So President Biden, Vice President Harris yesterday, in fact, she made the announcement yesterday in Milwaukee, right here in Wisconsin. And the White House really has a vested interest in getting this war wrapped up.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who might otherwise support the administration who are really critical of President Biden for his policy in that part of the world.
I mean, you can see by now that even the negotiations, as far as they have gotten so far, would not have meant much, according to Netanyahu. I mean, he has done what he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And now the other wars that are going on are more of a distraction taken away from what's going on in Gaza at this point. But we'll hope that those under or still remaining in Hamas basically are a little bit, you know, less radicalized and willing to negotiate at this point.
That's definitely a possibility. And then on the other hand, maybe who knows what happens in a leadership vacuum.
Yeah.
What happens. In the case of Osama bin Laden, when he was killed, that actually led to, you know, the rise of ISIS.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
You know.
You never know.
We won't know until things play out.
And as long as those Israeli hostages are still being held, it's a tense situation.
Yeah, for
at
sure.
Least.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you,
Terry. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys.
We're going to move on to lacrosse and the speech that Kamala Harris gave to the audience there, and she was getting heckled, and that heckling resulted in one of the great lines ever in a campaign. And you'll hear in the beginning of this cut, before we get to our guest, Sarah Caskey, we are going to listen to this. The hecklers are saying lies, and you can listen to it. And then this is Kamala's reaction to it. This is the big cut. We're going to hear this ad nauseum for the next week and a half or months. Let's check it out here.
Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally. No, I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street.
God. Nailed it.
Wow. She's so good.
I know. I can't. It was just the best. Absolutely the best cut yet.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I had to slip that in. You're going to hear that a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't tire of it at all. I've heard it 80,000 times just playing it over and over at home. My kids hate me now.
Now. Okay. Let's get to our guest here who's standing by.
Right,
Sarah Kieske, who is running for the 14th District in Wisconsin.
The Senate seat there.
Yep. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yes, yes. Thanks.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. So how are things up there in Lodi?
Things are great. Great. We have a lot of enthusiasm. We have people working the doors. We have people coming out all the time, adding their efforts into this campaign, contributions, and all the good wishes. So I've been really lucky to be running in this area.
All right. Well, you want to explain that you have a certain little problem with your voice. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Unfortunately, I have bronchitis. Yeah. Yes. I've been working so hard that I've just come down with a little something. And so I'm just pushing through because we only have, 18 more days. So just keep going.
That's right. And you're a big supporter of choice, which is your opponent is completely against it. We know that. She has taken the right-wing side of it here in the state for a long period of time. And she has taken all of the right-wing positions that the state has put forward as well. And we need a fresh look at all of these issues and somebody who can take an approach where we can start working with people and helping Wisconsinites work through some of the new situations that have cropped up as we progress through time here in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, that's my hope. As a mental health provider, that's what I've done for the last 25 years. My hope is to be somebody that can come in and really be willing to work with both sides. As I've said before, I didn't realize my counseling experience would be so valuable, but as a therapist working oftentimes with couples, I can't just pick a winner and a loser. I have to work with the couple and find how do they best work together? How do we compromise the most? And how do we make sure that they both do well? And so it can't be a zero-sum game. And I feel like that's going to be true for me as a legislator to really listen to both the R's and the D's and come and think of not just one party as my client, quote unquote, but really that the state of Wisconsin is who I'm working for, who I'm wanting to represent and help the most. And that's my goal.
All right.
And is that why you're running? I mean, is this your first time in politics, sir?
Yeah, crazy enough, it is. It's my very first time in politics. Unintentionally got involved by starting a nonprofit in my town initially, where people asked me then to get involved in politics. I was running for an assembly seat that was unwinnable. They had asked me last summer to run. And I was willing to do that because I think it's such an imperatively important race this year. I couldn't feel more committed to making sure that Democrats are on the ticket and voted in, especially with what we're seeing on the upticket with Trump and what he's doing. So I was willing to run and get my name on the ballot, help the upticket races. And then when the new maps came about, some things changed and I was asked to do the Senate district run instead.
Well, that's fantastic. You know, we were pretty divided state after the gerrymandering that took place, and we have struggled through that through the Scott Walker administration, and of course the gerrymandering, and now with the different maps, we have a chance to at least balance this out and get some of the Democratic votes counted this time, you know, where we do have a voice, where we have a chance in swinging that election into the Democratic column. And I saw this comment in at your website, and I just thought I'd repeat it. I thought this was fantastic because we're already a very divided state. But this, I thought, stood out. Our residents became more anxious and increasingly divided over responses to the pandemic, and the small town values of mutual respect and connection began to erode. The pandemic really had a major effect on dividing us even further. I mean, you know, as we all know, the megas did not want to stay home. They wanted to continue to keep their businesses open. They still wanted to gather in large crowds at church gatherings. They completely opposed all of this stuff, and it has morphed into now it was just a plan or a plot by Democrats to divide this country.
Yeah. For me, it was really despairing when Trump got elected and the division he sowed. And then when the pandemic happened, it became worse. And for me, I was sorrowful. I was heavy-hearted. And I've said, you know, a therapist can't be depressed. She has to make sure that she's yeah. in good spirits. Oh, yeah. And so I had to do what I had to figure out what to do. And I found a quote that is, "Action is the antidote to despair," by Joan Baez. And that's really what kind of got me involved in starting a nonprofit. And that nonprofit was oriented around bringing us together as a community, because I think we do have more in common. We all picked Lodi. We all care about Lodi. So it was about serving Lodi and uplifting our community, coming together regardless of what background we have or political affiliation. And I really think service is good for the soul. So when we were seeing such a decline in mental health, it was also to make sure that we weren't isolated and we were working for something that was greater than just even us individually. So that's the stuff that I believe in, and that's kind of where it started.
Sarah, I understand that you also want to talk about expanding access to childcare. Talk about that issue and why that's important to your campaign. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there are childcare deserts all around the state of Wisconsin. And as a mom with a blended family of six kids, I know how hard it is and how expensive it is to have children in childcare. And I want that to be an option for families, but it can't be this expensive. Now, it's expensive, but we're also not paying our providers all that well. So it's an unfair situation that we have. And with a budget surplus in the Wisconsin budget, we need to be able to allocate some of that to serve our families and to help the childcare issue. And hopefully that will lessen the burden of finances on families, which, again, is good for mental health. Decreasing this angst about finances is important, but it also helps families to make sure that they don't have to do split shifts and their kids can see them together doing things together instead of having to save so much money by working these opposite shifts. I think that's not good for, again, families or the little psyches of our kids. So wanting to really make sure that that's a priority on the things that I want to see done in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, that makes sense. You know, we have this supposed surplus in the state, but that's not a surplus. It's money not spent on the residents of Wisconsin, and they could spend it on child care. They could spend it on hospitals and clinics. You're out there in a smaller city. You can see the reactions to it. And a lot of these school districts also have been abandoned and coalesced around one other school district. But those school districts used to bring those communities together, which is what a child care center can also do. So it'll be a substitute for the school districts, and we need those desperately.
Yeah, we need anything that can bring us together as a community. I agree with you. And schools are a big part of that. Anything where we can collectively gather and rather than being so disparate and separate, both families and friends, you know, making sure that we really build our small rural communities and make sure they don't get smaller and smaller, but instead become thriving.
Sarah, we're all out of time. If people want to find out more, then go to your website. Thank you for being with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WMDX, the John and Gordy Early Morning Family Show, overlooking State Street, a block away from the Capitol. And on the line, we have Sarah Kayeski, and we want to at least get you to, you know, point people in the right direction if they want to help you out a little bit on this. Could you fill us in?
Yeah, Sarah, what's your website?
So my website is kayeskiforwisconsin.com. So it's KEYESKIFORWI.com. And people can come there. They can follow me on Facebook and see all the things that I'm doing and all the things that I really believe in and the values that I hold.
Well, you have boundless amounts of energy. I mean, I sense that. So we wish you a lot of luck in this. Mm-hmm. And you're very talented and your ideas are right on. So
yeah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us. Okay.
All right. Thank you for your time. Yep.
Take care. Very good. Bye. Thank you. That's Sarah Kayeski running for the 14th district for the state Senate.
All right.
Okay. Moving on
now. It's time for
Yes. Brittany Merlot.
Brittany the Explorer.
Brittany Explorer.
You had me nervous.
Yeah. No, we're all on the edge of our chairs.
I'm trying to remember what it was. Brittany the Explorer.
Okay. Right.
But we're going to create an intro for you one of these days.
Awesome. I can't wait. I thought today was the day, but I got you.
Oh, man. I hate to disappoint you.
We'll work on it over the weekend. So, we've got some really nice weather here for the weekend, but we kind of need some rain. So there's still a burning ban, right, across most of the state?
Pretty much. 25 counties now. It started off as 13 earlier this week. They've now expanded that. So burning ban, don't do it. And even be careful with your, farming operations. I've noticed yesterday I went back and dug into a few wildfires that started. Most of them were small, but they were all either from equipment or even a railroad.
Oh.
So even operations as small as mowing, just be careful out there. And of course, don't toss those cigarette butts. I've got my Smokey the Bear sweater on today just to remind everyone that, these little things can do so much so fast. So just be careful out there. Especially my worry is everyone's going to be outside checking out the fall colors, right? The entire state's pretty much at peak.
Yeah.
That's where some mistakes might happen. So
and which
no
way
cigarette
are,
butt tossing.
Which way are you headed this weekend, Sarah?
I'm staying put
Brittany.
Right
All
here.
Right. What?
I'm
Wait a
yes.
minute.
Yes.
Well, this is a
my
first.
My color's fine. I know. I usually stay put here on occasion every other few weeks or so, but the colors are so beautiful here. I went up Rib Mountain yesterday. Mm-hmm. The views were just spectacular. So there's a lot more trails I need to go explore. I'll be here in central Wisconsin.
What was the recommendation you gave us? Granite Peak, right?
On Rib
Mountain? Yep. So same thing.
It's the ski hill up there.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So you can take the chairlift. This is the last weekend you can do it. And you can just go right through the tops of those trees all the way to the top.
Wow.
You can get off. You can hike with me up there. And you can go take the chairlift right back down.
Yes, that sounds exciting.
What are you, the official tour guide up there?
I might as well be.
What's dinging there? Are you making some pancakes?
Oh, she's playing pinball.
Weather alerts are going on.
Okay. All right, Brittany. Oh, we never did. Did we do interplanetary weather this?
We didn't really prepare for that.
Oh. Are you going to put her on the spot
this? No, never mind. No. We'll save that for next week.
I need to do my research.
Yes,
yeah.
I know.
All right. Brittany, thank you for joining us.
Have a good weekend.
Yes.
Okay?
Enjoy talk to you the Monday. Warmth, guys.
All right.
So long. All right.
Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist.
We should use the slot machine for interplanetary weather because it's got three digits.
We can't
use the other two to find the high temperature on other planets.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. That's your job. You pull out the right machine.
I got to rewire the machine a little bit. We'll get it working by Monday.
Yes. Put an extension cord on that baby.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about the Harris interview on Fox.
Yeah, there's so much there because Brett Baer is, coming clean now. It was all his fault. They made a big mistake. They apologize.
He didn't realize that they edited the cut, supposedly.
Yeah, they didn't know that.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah. And then they rushed her off, not because of Kamala's
People.
But it was actually the producers who had to get on to a live show.
Right.
That was coming up very, very quickly on them. So they had to shuffle Kamala off.
So what else do we have on this story?
What we do have is that Fox News interview raked in 8 million viewers.
That's a lot.
That is huge. Trump's town hall only got 3 million. Mm-hmm. Harris's appearance on Fox News garnered the highest ratings the network has seen in 4 years.
Oh.
So a lot of people were watching. A lot of the megas wanted to point out how bad she was, and that's why they watched. The interview portion of the special report with Brett Baer scores a 1.13 million viewers in the age group 25 to 54, and overall, the hour marked the show's highest-rated episode since 2020. It's rebroadcast. By the way, it was rebroadcast at midnight.
Yeah.
That drew in 9.2 million total viewers. So, this is
a big
is
one.
Huge.
They should have her back.
This is huge, right?
Yeah.
They should have her back.
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Come on. So we have a special guest just walking into the studio. It's Darth Vader. Darth Rocker.
Darth Rocker. All right, man. Thank you. Wow. Look at this.
You're a few minutes early, but wow. Nice outfit for those of you watching on Facebook.
Lightsaber or sword? Lightsaber.
Okay. All right. We'll talk to
Lightsaber. Holy.
We'll talk to Darth Rocker coming up.
Hey, let's. All right. Do we have time to play the Kamala cut again?
Her one saying that they're at the wrong
rally. Into the hecklers?
Yeah, let's do that one again. That's really good.
I love this thing.
Yeah.
I love
it. So she's getting heckled in this. Here we go.
Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally. You meant to go to the smaller one down the street.
Wow, turn that knife. I love it. You know, she was reacting to the lies that the crowd was cheering, the small group in the crowd, and they were just saying lies because she was talking about how Trump put these justices on the Supreme Court in order to overturn Roe v. Wade, and they were disagreeing with that, calling her a liar, and
she handled it.
Produced one of the great comments of all time.
It is 7:28. Coming up next, Darth Rocker in the studio with a Max Inc. preview.
Wow.
Get ready for that. Coming up on 92.7 WMDX.
It's the John Gordy Show.
John Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John Gordy Show.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Terrific if you like eating left.
I want to rock!
This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music.
Won't you love me like a rock?
Rock you like a hurricane.
Hot funk, cool funk, even if it's old junk.
Wonderful. 92.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy Early Morning Family Show.
And this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on handcrafted Verlo Mattress. Available on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com. It is 7:35, beautiful weather today. Highs will get close to 70 this afternoon, and we welcome in Darth Rocker. Good morning. Hello.
You got to explain yourself, man.
Well, you know, I mean, I thought of all these people that they go out and put up their holiday stuff, you know, way early, right?
Yeah, the Halloween.
Well, let's go Halloween early. So I broke out the costume.
That's
right. I knew you'd be gone next week, so I thought you'd have to see the Darth Rocker. I told you guys about it last week. And I know you guys were in costume last night at the Madison Market, right?
I had my Spider-Man onesie.
Yeah.
On last time.
Yeah, and Sam had his Scooby-Doo outfit on.
That's right.
Rooby-dooby-doo. Awesome. You guys have a good time?
And Gordy came fantastic. As a grumpy old man.
That's just myself. Yeah, that's me. So,
nice.
You know, it's very, it's quite an outfit you have here. Have you had this a long time?
This is a custom made. know, made it myself. I worked with some local costume designers, actually, who worked in the Renfair type world, right?
Oh,
right.
Sure.
And that's
sure.
how I had my cloak made custom, mm-hmm. which is based off of Darth Bane, if anybody's out there in Star Wars fans.
Okay.
But my character is kind of my own, which is why I can't join the Star Wars clubs, because I'm not canon, but... Yeah. It's definitely a badass looking
it is
Sith Lord.
Badass. I right? got to say that.
Wow. Yes. I'm a little scared just sitting next to you over here.
I love the leather look. I mean, that is just that is so cool looking. Everything. It really is.
Leather head to toe.
Yeah. And the snakeskin cape and hood that you have.
Yeah. And it's weighted at the bottom, so you really get this.
Wow. So it does get that swish.
When you spin around and you really get this, like, you know, comic looking. It's pretty cool. I walk down the street, and, you know, you get a lot of interesting looks.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah, for those of you watching on Facebook or X, you can check out Darth the Rocker here. Okay.
We'll be talking about some Halloween stuff coming up, so it'll make more sense in a minute.
Okay.
Hey, this week, Max Inc. Radio, 6 to midnight here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We have the Mamas, Dana Perry, Executive Director. She's going to be in to talk about the Mamas that's happening this Sunday in the show at the High Noon Saloon. The Prairie Flowers, they're a premier new band, and that features Lindsay Evans and Dana Perry, who we just spoke about, which is in the Mamas. So we're going to play a premier song from them. Nobody's ever heard it. We're going to hear it.
All right, excellent.
We're going to hear a clip.
That's what I want to hear.
And Freezing Man, Joey's song, announcing a partnership with Epilepsy Foundation with Michael Gummel and Sarah Carlson, the executive director at Epilepsy Foundation. So we're going to be hearing what they have to say. And Live in the Lair with Alex White and the Friends. And they are a fun jam band. So we have a full night lined up. And I thought I'd bring in a song from Alex White and the Friends. This one is called Papa La Funk. They'll be in here tomorrow night, Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Let's hear it.
Just one more day till payday. Trying to make a living the honest way. And anybody who takes it away from them has probably never been to where they've been. Run a mile in a New York minute. It's either ride the wave or get swept up in it. So take me down.
Funky.
Papa La Funk.
Papa La Funk. That is Alex White and the Friends. So we're going to hear from them. They're going to play live in the studio. That is Live in the Lair tomorrow night.
All right.
Hey, Max Inc. Radio presents. We're getting ready for Halloween here. The freaking Halloween, Halloween weekend, Saturday, October 26th at the High Noon Saloon. That starts at 7 p.m. Tributes to the Police, ELO, Radiohead, Duran Duran, Metallica. Costume contest that happened at 11 p.m. with cash prizes. It's 18 plus. And the interesting thing to know about this is these are all local band members that get together that create these one-time bands to perform tributes of all the youth acts.
Oh, that's great.
So it's not like, you know, they have tribute acts come in that are, you know, high-paid acts touring the country. These are just local people playing. Yeah. So it's pretty fun.
Compilation band.
That's right. Yeah. Halloween Bash, there's another one at the Lazy Oaf Lounge over on Stoughton Road, Saturday, October 26th, 9:30, live music with Honey Shot and drink specials all night. And the interesting thing about this one, $400 first prize, $200 second prize on their costume contest starts at 10:30. Okay. So there is a good one to be at. And let's move on to the Red Rooster, Seaforth Road, October 26th. 22 years, Altered Five Blues Band has been around. They're from Milwaukee. They're on Blind Pig Records. They're known for their strong brew of tough, original blues and hard-hitting live shows. I thought I'd bring in a little clip from Altered Five. This is from their Gotta Earn It album. This is called Older, Wiser, and Richer. Thank you.
change a thing or two. When I look back, I can't help but regret. Though I'm older, wiser, richer, I can't forget. If I had a magic bullet, I'd heal my pain.
Well, you know, Gordy and I are older, wiser, but not richer, so.
Two out of three ain't bad, though.
Non-relevancy. I see. Well, we'll move on.
Okay.
Altered State, Altered Five Blues Band, they'll be at the Red Rooster coming up on Saturday, October 26th.
They're really good.
I found some interesting Halloween stuff that's happening around the city. Sunday, October 27th at 1 p.m., it's the Monroe Street Dog Costume Parade.
It happens. Wait,
at, oh, yeah. No. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dog costumes are a thing. It's happening at Wingra Park. Show off your dog's Halloween costume at the 6th annual Dog Costume Parade. It's held in conjunction with Trick or Treat on Monroe Street. So dogs in costumes, they gather at the Chocolate Shop Ice Cream over there. Get a canine treat, and then they head through the park. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. You got to get tickets. You got to register, pre-register at Eventbrite. Find the Monroe Street Dog Costume Parade.
Those things are always fun because there's usually chaos ensues at
absolutely.
Some point.
Yeah, the dogs don't cooperate.
And not only the dogs.
Yeah.
Not only the dogs will have costumes, right? Their owners will have costumes, right. I bet, too. So it's encouraged.
Yeah, so it won't be embarrassing to them. No one will know who they are. You know, I gotta tell this little story.
Are you talking about last night?
Last night.
We're going to argue about this again, aren't we?
What?
We saw a dog go by across the street last night for our event. We had right across next to our booth. And
you guys got into an argument.
And it was just a dog with fur. It's just a furry dog.
This dog was wearing a sweater.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a sweater. It was his fur.
It had arms and legs on it.
And then this guy says, really, Sam says, he's wearing a collar. You can tell it's a costume. No, they wear collars. That's what dogs do.
It didn't have like a pet collar. It had a collar on the sweater it was wearing. I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
Sam ran after it.
I'm so embarrassed for this guy.
John, okay. I'm in my 20s. Right. I've got good eyes.
It's fur. They call it fur, and some dogs have it, you know?
We'll agree to disagree, okay?
Some dogs have hair.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Save it for after the show, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Come on. I apologize.
I'm sorry. Sorry for that interlude.
We digress.
Yes, we do.
Go ahead. Where were we?
I wanted to talk about this thing because in case, you know, you guys are still looking for a costume, right?
Yeah.
Madison Costume Rental. That's Madisewn, October 19th and 20th. So today and tomorrow, or Saturday and Sunday, they're going to raid a costume designer's closet. It's an open house opportunity to rent or buy theatrical quality costumes.
That's great stuff.
So that's Rebecca Nebula. She does my, you know, hems in my suits and does all kinds of stuff like that. So any hems, any crazy stuff for costumes, she is great to work with. And she'll be opening up her closet, which has tons of stuff.
Wow.
So Halloween is coming. Yep. And then it will be winter.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. That sounds fun.
VO5, they are going to be doing the Gamma Ray Bar. That's Thursday, October 31st on Halloween, starting at 8 p.m. It's an 11-piece superstar disco band, if you don't know. Dance all night. Bonus points for intergalactic alien and gamma ray sci-fi costumes. So don't forget to wear a costume. They got karaoke in front. You know, the crazy thing about this, and I was dressed exactly as you see me now.
Huh? Yeah.
And my wife was one of the other Star Wars characters.
Okay.
And so we were there, and we were seeing VO5, and they were dressed as angels. It was Halloween, right?
Okay. Yeah.
That's when I found them. And started booking them at Atwood Fest.
Yeah.
And now they're this huge superstar band. Mm. It's all the way back to the beginning for me, right back to the frequency, the Gamma Ray Bar. That place, you know,
it's
maybe holds like 140 people.
Yeah.
And they usually get 6,000 or 7,000 people at our stage. So I'm wondering how this will be. This is going to be a fun party, right?
All right.
That's Halloween
night. So that's Halloween night, the official Gamma Ray Bar VO5. Let's hear. This is one of the originals from VO5 from their Dance Originality album. This is called I Can Feel It.
It's a dream. and I can feel it. This is real and I can feel it. I am alive and I have arrived and I can feel it. This is real and I can feel it. This is real and I can feel it. I am alive and I have arrived and I can feel it. When I'm lost in
Is that an original?
Yeah, yep.
That is
really
sure
is.
A good song.
That's excellent. Oh, yeah. They have lots of good songs. That's why I like bringing in different you know, clips of them all the time because they're really, really good. And not to mention, they do all of the classic disco hits from the 70s that either you hated or now love or loved then maybe. I don't know.
Love to hate.
Well, I got to say that every time I hear the name of the group, VO5, I instantly get this scent from the VO5 shampoo that we used all the time way back when in the 60s. So I don't know why. I don't know. It happens. It really does. I get that feeling, that scent from the shampoo. So anyway, just
thanks for sharing.
Could you guys
that, John.
That
was really
change your name,
moment.
Okay?
We love short shorts.
Remember that commercial?
Yeah. Ah, yes. Right. I figured that was from sort of the same time period.
Yep.
Let's see. How much time we got? 1 minute.
Yeah.
Well, let's just mention the Lake Louis Brewing Company over in Verona have Howloween. It's a dog costume contest.
Oh, another one.
Sunday, October 27th at 3 p.m. The event will be held outside, so dress accordingly, you know, that time of year. There's going to be prizes and winners for each costume category, and there's a red carpet with photos taken. So this is a really cool event. Best group costume, spookiest, best props, best celebrity lookalike. So live music from Rod Ellenbecker. So bring your doggy with the costume.
Yeah, how can dogs be so compliant and so nice and so loving to their owners when they do this kind of crap to them? You know? I'm just kidding.
Oh, I've seen
it's
some
fun.
Great
it's fun to do.
Right
so.
Back.
It's fun to do.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I need good music. Good music. Yeah.
.7 WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show. We've got Rocker in the studio, and
let me just mention something, John.
Before we continue the show, let's...
I just wanted to get this in,
you get it off your chest.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I can see this is a heavy
it's
burden.
It's really been bothering me all morning long, so if you just give me a moment here, okay?
Okay.
You wouldn't stop interrupting me. Nice. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Right. Sleep better and dream bigger, or dream better and sleep bigger. It's your choice. On a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
All right. Let's take some texts and see if I interrupt you too much. We're
okay. All right. Go ahead.
Let's see if that happens.
Yeah.
You're going to tell us the story about the Act 10 protest that you were a participant of with your outfit.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to tell us the story here.
So, you know, it was the protest, and we wanted to go, you know, provide. I mean, everybody was kind of, you know, excited at that time. The protests were getting very big, and everybody was marching around the square. And so kind of to make things a little lighter, I went up there in my Darth Rocker costume and my son actually was a mini Vader. And and we went up there, and we held a sign that was like, Stop Darth Walker. And each time I changed my sign, but we became fixtures at the protests, and we would stand in the corner, and I would force choke the different people walking by, the protesters, and, you know, the kids would run every protest, they would come back and they would find me. I would take their picture with them. You know, some kids would run up to me and they go, "I will never join you." You know, it was great. It really, you know, I mean, everybody that I force choked smiled back, you know, or they pretended to be choked, you know. So it was great fun. It alleviated a lot of the stress that was up there at the protests. And we actually made number three on the Huffington Post, best protest picture. So it was pretty funny. And then it really, you know, Star Wars became a real theme during the protests. A lot of things.
Because of the walker.
The walker. That guy was huge with his thing, that display. And there was a lot of other stuff. Like we had our own Casper was the Wookiee, right? He went.
Oh. Chris
Casper. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got plenty of pictures of Casper and a Wookiee.
Wow.
He does a great Wookiee impersonation, too. Wow. I once cut his hand off in battle with my lightsaber, but that's another story.
Wow.
Yeah, we go
friends.
Back a ways, right? Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're still
he's
friends.
Still angry about
even
that.
Even though he's handless, you know, I don't know how he types anymore on the keyboard, but.
That's tough, but he can do it.
Oh, okay. Man. All right. Well, let's continue here.
But we digress.
We do.
The evil twins.
Oh, the evil twins. You know, you might remember Marcus Brovary passed away in 2013 from a brain tumor. He was really loved in this area. Well, the evil twins, his band, are doing kind of a tribute to him and his music at the Burroughs on Winnebago. That's Saturday, December 7th. Join Linus, Doug, Eric. Quentin Brovary is going to be on rhythm guitar. And I hear it might be selling out quickly. So I would say get on that one.
This is really fantastic. I was there for the first reunion.
Oh, really?
They got together and did this, and it was just a great event. And the songs are incredible. These guys did some of the greatest local music ever.
Yes. Yeah. He was very loved and really was a fixture of this music scene for so long.
Yeah, we had him on the cable show way back.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That would be the right time. The 90s.
Yeah.
It was the 90s.
Mm.
Let's hear a little Marcus Brovary and the Evil Twins. This is Ballad of the Evil Twins.
Sun rose red on Louisiana, brothers. Born one dream, two different mothers. And a baby's cried in the tongues of the tower. Mama left him at the feet of another kind. Power. And then the swallows lay on the seventh day in the Louisiana sun. You better speak your tongue, son. They said if one became a thief, one became a childhood preacher.
Stuff, great stuff.
Marcus Brovary. Yeah. It's great that they're going to take the time to remember him.
Hey, just got to squeeze this in. We're going to give away one more pair of tickets to Charlie Behrens.
Do we have more?
We have one more pair, I believe.
I was told there were only three.
Well, did we do all three?
Yeah.
Does that include the Facebook thing?
I believe so, yeah. Oh, okay. I don't want to give away tickets we don't have.
All right. Well, okay. Then we'll just, if we have tickets, we'll give them away. Some other way.
You can print.
Well, we got Monday. We
got Monday. All right.
You can print them off. We did that last time.
Okay. Print counterfeit tickets?
Yes. Yeah. All right. We got to wrap up here, but Rocker.
Okay, let's see the Prairie Flowers. I wanted to premiere a brand new song by a brand new band called the Prairie Flowers. We're going to have them on Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night, and we're going to premiere this whole song. The Prairie Flowers are a trio of powerhouse women featuring Lindsay Evans, Dana Perry, and Sharona York. It's a great song. It was really written about her journey with breast cancer, and it was also co-written by Shondell Marks, someone that I know Gordy knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
They blend traditional Americana influences with personal storytelling and great vocals. Let's listen to a little bit of this song. This is a premiere of the Prairie Flowers right here from Madison. This is Ribbons and Pink.
I'll never forget the day that I found you. I was nervous but confident. You were nothing to fear. But then my whole world was shaken. Now you had taken my armor away. Feeling crushed, feeling broken, and then cut wide open, LA run exposed. Fill my veins with poison to kill you.
burn my skin when you touch me. You won't take me down. You won't take me down.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Gordy.
Yep, we run out of time.
We are all out of time.
And I'll see you next week, Wednesday.
That's right. Yes. I'm off for a few days.
Rocker's filling in for Gordy.
Have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.